Hey, good morning to you. Welcome to In Focus on News Radio KMAN, Monday morning edition here on this second to last day of the month of August. Coming up this hour, a little later on, we're going to hear that interview with Fatima Jaguri, the K-State student and Army veteran trying to get her family out of Afghanistan. She's got a number of relatives over there. We're going to hear from Dr. Steve Smethers on his recent announcement to be inducted into the Kansas Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame. So we'll be celebrating that here later on this hour. We're going to start things off, though, first with Vicki James, and she is the coordinator of the Food and Farm Council of Riley County in the city of Manhattan and a friend here of News Radio KMAN. Vicki, it's good to talk to you.
Good morning, Brandon. It's always great to be on the air with you.
Absolutely. We love all the work that you guys are doing here in the community to try to help with food insecurity and the whatnot. And I know that we're going to be talking a little bit about a survey here this hour. But first of all, remind us of the council's work and kind of how you guys got started here.
You know, it seems some days like it's been forever, and other days it seems like it was just yesterday. But actually, I started with a task force in 2017 to just look at the possibility of, should we have a Food and Farm Council and what would they do? So we gathered people from across the community and began to ask those questions and talk to city and county commissioners as well as our neighbors, and decided that there really was a gap. We have some food insecurity issues here that are pretty high. There's some access issues of getting food. We were not maybe always able to get all the local food we'd like. Things with recycling are issues, composting, just education in general about our food system. So we were really, really excited in August of 2018, the city and county commissioners worked together to form a joint appointment of a 15-member council, and I serve as the coordinator for that. Since that time, probably the most exciting thing is that the council has really became the local food system network. We're kind of the hub, the go-to when people want to work on things within our food system and work on them together. So we have about 50 different partners from the university to social service agencies, extension, school districts, our restaurants and other food operations. We're involved with Common Table, Harvesters, all sorts of folks that this is boots on the ground work for them. And we've began to collaborate and work together, trying to make positive change. So even during COVID, when things really got stuck for us, that became a time of trying to get more emergency food to people. So we feel like we've done quite a bit in 3 years.
We're talking again with Vicki James here on In Focus. Vicki, hang on just a second. I'm going to try to reconnect with you here. I'm going to having some audio issues here, so let me disconnect and reconnect with you here. I'll have you just log back in here in a second. We have this from time to time with Zoom, Dave, and you know all too well about how this works. It's technology. Works when you want it to.
Which means you're trying to get me to fill in for a little while until you can get everything back up and running again.
Yeah. So.
But what a neat program this is. That they're embarking on, and there's a tremendous need for it, obviously, in the community, and also great aspirations for them. So yeah, that Zoom thing comes up and just kind of like surprises you from time to time. It's like, oh hey, we have an issue here, which means I'm going to distract from your challenges here and keep our listeners up to date on all kinds of other things that they probably don't even know what's happening right now here in the studios as you get things back up. How are you?
I'm working on it here.
Still working on it.
I've got the Zoom
open back up. It's a play-by-play. And folks, if you had seen Brandon frantically trying to work in front of a computer, it's not comedy by any means. But, there's a lot of buttons, a lot of things to try to do to reconnect with our people. And so now we're going to opt for Plan B in the studio, and maybe we can get that taken care of here. So, nope, that's not what it was.
I see. It looks like she's getting back in the waiting room here, so let me put her back in. I'm sorry about that. And Vicki back here. Vicki, we got you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. It's just every once in a while we have audio issues, and that seemed to happen. You went from sounding clear to sounding like a robot. So
Maybe it's Monday morning. How about that, Brandon?
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Well, we caught the last part there. You know that you guys obviously work together, and you're kind of the resource here for our community, kind of the one stop shop here for all of the food agencies, and it's been a really good collaboration here, and I think it shows how well the city and county can come together and really have a good partnership here with this.
It really does, and I guess that brings us to the heart of our story today. It's not enough to work together if we don't really make changes that are needed by our neighbors. What are the challenges? What are the barriers? So we've had the good fortune in the last year to partner with the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition. Flint Hills Wellness Coalition applied for and received a Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas Pathways to a Healthy Kansas grant. And that grant goes out to different communities that can, through their coalitions, have tools and resources to engage their community and make positive changes with healthy eating and tobacco-free active lifestyles. So for us, one of the things that we wanted to work with through the different pathway implementation grants they have is to see what we could do to lessen food insecurity, provide more nutrition resources, how could we work closer with our producers. So we're working on a master food plan. And a master food plan would be like a long-range plan that the city or county might have for any of the other issues in our community. But this one is specifically for our local food system. And we've never had one here before, Brandon. There's not a city or county long-range strategic plan for the food system. So we're excited to be putting together a master food plan. But when I say that, people go, what is that? What are we going to do with that? So it starts with the challenge that I'm going to ask you and all our KMAN listeners in our community to do is to take 10. We need every person in our community that buys food, eats food, grows food, throws away food, has trash, all of that, to take 10 minutes and take a food survey that we've put together and launched. That way we will hear from our neighbors what you want in that plan, what you need in that plan, what are the goals, where should we be going in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years and on. So that's what we want, is people to take 10 minutes and take the survey.
That's not a lot of time. That's pretty easy to do. I think most people can do that. And where would they find it?
There are multiple ways. First of all, we wanted to be very inclusive. So this is in three languages, English, Spanish, and Mandarin. There are, like I said, different ways that you can access this. You can go to the Food and Farm Council's website, which is nourishtogether.org. And if you go to nourishtogether.org, right at the top of the homepage, you can click and it'll take you right to the survey, and you can select your translation. And again, it'll take you about, it's been averaging 9 to 11 minutes. So that's our take 10. So that's one opportunity. A second opportunity, we have QR codes. For those people that are whizzes on their phone and they're sitting around waiting for different things, you can access the QR codes also from that website. You can get them from the Nourish Together MHK Facebook page. You can click on the QR codes there. Many of our partners have posted those. I believe you're going to be posting it within this story online here in a couple of days. So you can get the QR codes there. You also can pick up promo cards with the codes on them at the extension office. The third way you can do this, if you happen to be a leader in a group, let's say you're part of a Rotary group, maybe you're part of a PEO, maybe you have a church choir, you can pick up hard copies of the survey at the extension office, have those completed, you know, sit there in a group and do them, and just return them back to the extension office, and we'll get those put in. So we've tried to make it easy, and this Take 10 Challenge is here in the month coming up of September. So we need this to happen in the next month, and we need it to be everybody. This isn't about just people that are challenged with food insecurity. This is all of our neighbors. This is our producers. What can we do to support them? What can we do to make it easier for our rural communities? So it's we're challenging everyone to be a piece of this and help us do a better job with our local food system.
All right. And then I imagine at some point you'll gather all this input and come up with a plan and probably present that here in a couple months.
Yes, that's our plan. Our plan is once we've gotten lots of people's ideas and input, their challenges, is that the plan will be put together. We have a core team that will be working on that, and we do have the privilege of having a consultant that does this kind of work, and that's thanks to that Blue Cross and Blue Shield Kansas grant. We have funding to help us support this. That plan then will be taken to the city and county commissioners, we hope about February or March, and we will be asking for adoption of that plan as their long-range plan for the local food system. Once that plan is adopted, any tweaks that it needs or whatever, then it will be reviewed and will continue to serve as an advisory council with the city and county commissioners for implementation. You know, a strong food system plan can do a lot of things. It can really help us reduce food waste, get food in the hands of people that need it. It can empower us to work together so that we have more local foods, more healthy foods. It can limit some of those barriers of transportation and getting to food. It has the opportunity to create new jobs. So this is really building a roadmap of what our communities, not just Manhattan, but the whole county, want to see. Where do you want the city and county to invest their time, their resources, and what partnerships do we need to really have a very vibrant local food economy? So that's the goal, is to have all of you give us that input. So it's your words that are helping us with equity in the food system, creating change, and shaping the future of food in Riley County.
Okay, so we'll be looking for that, and we'll have that up on our website here shortly in the next couple of days. We'll look for those QR codes on newsradiokman.com. Anything else, Vicki, you want to pass along here to our listeners?
Just that this is exciting. The university, the student government have jumped on board with this. The library, we have, social service agencies helping us with this with their clients. We just have so many people that really want to work together. So don't think that your voice doesn't matter, because it does. So please take time to take the survey yourself, ask your spouse to do it between the commercials on a TV show, take it to groups, and let's really make a difference with this. And I just appreciate the opportunity to share. And if people have questions, they can contact the council at Riley County Food and Farm Council at gmail.com. So thanks, Brandon.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Vicki. It's always good to talk to you, and look forward to talking to you again down the road. Appreciate it.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
All right. That's going to wrap up our first segment here of In Focus. Stay tuned. More after this on News Radio KMAN.